T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. You know what? Every now and then you just say something and it just happens. You know what I mean? I had said going into the break, I said, you know, we need some good stuff to talk about, right? Need some good things to think of. So Brad says, today's a good day because my boss is still allowing us to work from home. I'm working with my dog on my lap, even though he has occasional gas, which I found rather funny. But at least it's not my coworker's gas. That's from Brad in Sturgeon Bay listening to us today. So. Hey, I can relate. I can relate. Good day today for those that follow the program and did not get a chance to hear in the first hour of the show that for those that follow me on Facebook, and you know that my dog Elmo had an incident yesterday, or really the night before, and he is, you know, recovering, I guess is the best way to put it. And a lot of people saying some prayers, and he is doing better, you know. Vestibular disease, we believe that's what it is. For whatever reason, it attacks the dog, and usually in older dogs, where they look like a newborn baby deer or horse trying to stand up. They just can't walk, and they're disoriented and nauseous and sick all the time. And got him to the vet, and I wasn't sure if he had a stroke, seizures. I didn't know if he was going to survive. He was really bad today, a little more lucid, a little more coherent. I took him to the backyard. I have to carry him. I mean, so he's 73-74 pound dog. I have to carry him everywhere. But picked him up, and I thought, we're just going to go out in the backyard and lay under the tree for a little bit, let the breeze that was out there this morning kind of blow in our face, me and him and Mickey. And Elmo actually got up and walked, peed, and then tried to do his best to trot back to me and made it. It was about 15 to 20 feet, but that's enormous progress from where he was. So, you know, thank you for all the prayers and the well wishes. I had almost 400 people reach out to me on Facebook. I couldn't get back to everybody, but he's doing better. So there's some good news. There's a little bit of good news that you can live in, you know, the world with. Jeff gets a hold of me over on Facebook, and he shows me. I'm kind of like, what is this? I look at it. So yesterday, he said, you wanted something to hear something good, a little more positive. Orlando Arcia, actually on Instagram Live yesterday, talked to his son last night for over 5 minutes via video chat and said, I still can't wipe the smile off of his face. And then he sent me a picture of the screenshot of the two conversing. So really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. So when you're looking for some positives in the world, and in a world in which we get inundated with the COVID virus and, you know, with everything from unemployment to all the different discussions that are out there regarding our society and the world we live in today that can tend to turn ugly and so negative, there's at least a few positives. There's at least a few positives. I like that. And if you got anything, you know, something good, keep it coming. We all need a little good. You know what I mean? We all need a little good. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. So the show Get Up, which I don't really find very entertaining, to be perfectly honest with you, every now and then will catch your attention, though, just because it's sports and it's kind of what we do. One of the questions is Aaron Jones a top 10? Now, in a poll conducted with more than 50 NFL executives, scouts, and players, ESPN ranked the top 10 running backs for this upcoming season. And in order, number one, Saquon Barkley. Christian McCaffrey, number two. Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys, number three. Alvin Kamara down there in New Orleans, number four. Derrick Henry of the Titans, number five. Dalvin Cook of the Vikings, number six. Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns, number seven. Joe Mixon, the running back out of Cincinnati, at number eight. Out of Oakland, now L.A., or excuse me, Las Vegas. Josh Jacobs at number nine. And Le'Veon Bell of the Jets at number 10. Do you feel that Aaron Jones should be on this list? I do. I went over the statistics in the last hour. You look at Josh Jacobs had a really solid season this year, sitting there at number nine, but played in 13 games, 242 carries, did run for 1,150 yards, only seven touchdowns. As far as his receptions go, 20 catches, 163 yards. He averaged rushing, though, 4.8, all just under 5 yards a carry this year. Pretty solid, solid offensive line that he ran behind, but a decent run game out of him for only playing in 13 games. Okay? But when you get into, say, like Le'Veon Bell, you know, when you look at Le'Veon Bell and his statistics, I mean, this past year, now granted, he's kind of living off of his past, what he did in Pittsburgh, but this past year, it was not great by any stretch. 15 games, 245 carries, 789 yards, only three touchdowns. That's not too spectacular. You know what I mean? That's not setting the world on fire. He sat out of 2018. The last time he had a really good season was a couple of years ago, and that was with Pittsburgh. I mean, you look at what this year Aaron Jones did: 236 carries, 1,084 yards, 16 touchdowns. 16 on the season. 16. 49 catches, 474 yards, and three touchdowns. 19 total touchdowns. And he doesn't get consideration? He doesn't rank higher than, say, a Le'Veon Bell, who did not have a great season? He does not rank higher than a Josh Jacobs? You know what I mean? Joe Mixon, we already went over Joe Mixon's numbers. He had a good season in Cincinnati, not great. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Take a guy like Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, 1,494 yards, 298 carries, average 5 yards a carry, ended up getting 278 yards through the air. That's it, 278. No touchdowns through the air, 8 touchdowns on the ground. Now, granted, it was for Cleveland. But Aaron Jones, 16 touchdowns on the ground, 1,084 yards. And he averaged, by the way, 4.6 yards per carry. So doesn't Aaron Jones, don't you feel Aaron Jones belongs in that top 10 list? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I do. And it's not, you know, it's not being the hometown fan, so to speak. I mean, it's just, I just feel that he belongs there. I really do. Grilling season is here, Wisconsin, and all the surrounding areas. Our friends at Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've got mouth-watering meats that your grill, your family both deserve. The Scholze family has been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for three, count them, three generations, a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks. It's all just a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. By the way, you can sign up for a recurring subscription order. And they're going to pack it in dry ice, ship it to your doorstep just a couple of days. Or you can get a kind of a customized box, try everything before you would commit to any kind of a subscription. And that's the way to do it. The next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef. That's Scholze Family Beef, high-quality pasture-raised beef from their Wisconsin family farm to your family table. Right here in Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, they take care of you. So place your order today at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And due to high demand, by the way, some of the items could possibly be on a back order. So check the website. Again, that's ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Let's get to the phone calls. Let's talk to Hank listening to us in Kenosha. Hank, how you doing today, man? What's up?
In on the Aaron Jones discussion. I think he is top 10. I think he's actually top 3. I look at him, Alvin Kamara, and Christian McCaffrey as being the top 3 running backs because they're charming knives. They can do it all. Not to mention, I gotta lean on my boy Aaron Jones because he's one of the greatest human beings I've ever sat back and watched on Twitter. The guy is nothing but first class. That's the way I see it.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking a listen to us today. Do you feel that Aaron Jones belongs in the top 10 when you talk about the discussion of running backs? As voted on by more than 50 NFL executive scouts and players, ESPN took it all into consideration and ranked the top 10. He was not in the top 10. Three of the last three guys, and even last four in there, have comparable stats, but Aaron Jones not getting the respect, probably because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Although we know Alvin Kamara is a tremendous, tremendous running back, but he's got Drew Brees, you know, but he's still number four. You know, Aaron Jones puts up another solid season this year. He'll certainly crack that top 10, I would assume. But maybe they're just saying, well, he only gets that because, you know, Aaron Rodgers is under center. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Does Aaron Jones belong in the top 10 when it comes to the top 10 best running backs in the National Football League? This portion of the program also brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
We're back. Glad you're back. And the Bill Michaels Show continues on. Thanks, as always, for taking a listen to us. Certainly appreciate it. We're talking about whether or not Aaron Jones belongs as one of the top 10 running backs in that list in the National Football League. Yay or nay? What are your thoughts on that? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, please feel free to go ahead and do so. Again, 855-830-8648. You can hit me up on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or over there on Facebook fan page. You can track us down there as well. Let's go to Mike listening to us on the South Side. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Bill, am I your first call today?
You're my second or third, but you're right up there, man. What's happening?
Aaron Jones. Well, you got a pass-oriented team. It's as good as it's going to get. And I have three comments. Dogs, I had two chows in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
Probably $10,000 in vet bills.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, you know, go back and change anything. This second base runner, they went to the second base runner. Okay,
yeah.
So Keon, get out there. Keon Braxton. Okay, so he's out on second, but they don't score. So is he out of the game?
I don't know how that – I haven't studied that rule in depth enough to know. That's another question. That's a good question. I don't know.
But you know out there.
No.
But he's fast.
Correct.
I mean, and you think the Brewers are – a little peeved about the golf thing with a hater.
No, it's probably like they're just letting – I mean, if he was out there and he's social – I mean, golf, come on. Yeah, I mean, it's probably like, you know, if he's socially distancing himself and he's not around a bunch of people in a restaurant somewhere, you know, it is what it is. So I'm good with that.
And real quick, you know, the shelf life of closers, I mean, Derek Turnbull – I don't think they're going to throw a lot of money at him when he needs it. They'd probably trade him the Yankees or something.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the call, Bill.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. That's good. Good stuff. 855-830-8648. He went through the whole laundry list of things we've been talking about today. Good stuff from our buddy Mike on the South Side. Do you believe that Aaron Jones – now, he said, you know, Aaron Jones is solid. One of the things over on Twitter, and this was from the entrepreneur – RIC says the list is spot on. Jones is more of a top 20, not nearly as good as what Packers fans value him at. Really? I mean, statistically, it doesn't lie. He was able to create his own hole. He had good second level speed. He got better at picking up the blitz. He certainly was a pass-catching back out of the backfield. He ran the ball extremely well, over 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns on the season on the ground, three of them through the air. Now, some of those touchdowns, yeah, they did use him quite a bit when it came to, getting the ball down the field and then bringing him in to put him into the end zone. But I think he did everything he was asked to do. Isn't that what makes you a good back to begin with? Correct me if I'm wrong. Let's go to James listening to us out in Pewaukee. James, how you doing, man? What's up?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I don't think he is a top 10 back. I know you just said correct you if you're wrong, so I'll take my stab at it.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't think statistics, tell the whole tale. There's an old adage, statistics lie and liars use statistics. And I think when you're looking at it, you have two different coaching staffs in Green Bay over the past few years who've refused to give Aaron Jones a bell cow role. Now, when you look at his actual stats, it looks like he got a lot of numbers because he did, but he got those carries when Williams got injured. They were inflated. When Williams was healthy, it was much more of a shared backfield. The coaching staff doesn't trust Aaron Jones to be in there all three downs unless there's an injury to our backfield. When I was looking at the actual a list of some running backs, I was just thinking off the top of my head, too. And I know, I was listening to you use Nick Chubb, right? Yeah, he didn't get a lot of receiving yards, but that's because he had Kareem Hunt in the backfield. I think Kareem Hunt also has to be factored into that. So when I'm thinking off the top of my head, you have McCaffrey, you got Barkley, you got Cook, you got Elliott, you got Kamara, you got Chubb, you got Mixon, you got Jacobs, who did a lot last year, but the coaching staff didn't trust him. They said they're going to more this year. You got a guy like Miles Sanders who could come on. And I think it's important to note, you made a good distinction that Aaron Jones did it for 1 year. A couple years ago, we were talking about Le'Veon Bell as being a top five back in the league. He had one bad season because of the usage in New York, and now he's not thought of that. I think Jones needs more consistency. I think Jones is more in that level of an Austin Eckler tier where they put it up for 1 year. They showed that they could, they could do a little bit of everything, but we need to see some more consistency. Also kind of in the non-pass catching role, that Derrick Henry tier, where also we saw Derrick can be a punishing runner, but is he doing more on the ground? Then we're also having guys like Jonathan Taylor, who's going to come into the league this year, who's going to be running behind the top run blocking line in the league. Guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who Casey used a lot of draft capital on this year, and we know that they got a wide-open attack, so he could put up numbers if we're just talking statistics. So I think Jones is definitely, I think he's right around that top 10. I think he's in that tier where he could be argued anywhere between 8 to 15. But I think just using pure statistics on that is going to look a lot different this year, especially if we got Williams. And I think the fact that they brought in Dylan with that high draft capital shows they don't have that full confidence in him to be that bell cow. So I'll take the rest off the year.
Appreciate it. I mean, you got a lot of good points, and it's when you talk about he did it for 1 year, you're right. That was my point, was that he puts another season together like he just had, and suddenly he's getting more and more recognition in this system with what we consider to be not one but two or three legitimate backs now. At least we'll wait and see what A.J. Dillon brings to the table, but there's a high thought of him. Then, yeah, I would probably say it's probably going to be he'll probably be listed in that top 10. I wouldn't count him out of that. I just think he needs to do it at least one more year before he's probably going to get that label. He needs to get that one more year respect. Although, when you look at it, Le'Veon Bell, you're right, did have the bad year. But when you look at the year that Josh Jacobs had one good year, and he only had 13 games. His 13-game average was very, very good. But only had 13 games, but he made that list. There's an up-and-comer there. They did bolster that offensive line the best they could this past offseason as well. And there was a commitment to the run because, obviously, they were counting on Antonio Brown and that pass-receiving core to be much, much better. And then, obviously, he went nuts, and everybody else just kind of fell by the wayside. So the onus was on the run game. But that being said, I could argue maybe he's right around that top 10. I can make a legit. And when you talk about statistics, it's pretty funny. I kept hearing Mike McCarthy roll through my head when he said, statistics are for losers. Well, yeah, but that's one of the measuring sticks that we have. Now, granted, the eyeball test is the other one, and we use that quite often as well. But, statistics are what we rank people by. The more statistics you garner throughout your career, the more likely it is or less likely it is, depending on what you do with those statistics, that you end up in the Hall of Fame because of it. So I get you can make a statistic pretty much say whatever it is you want, but when you look at the full body of work and the eyeball test, I just know that when Aaron Jones was in, it looked quick. When Aaron Jones was in, he did a lot of things right. Blitz pickup, he chip blocks just to kind of chip a guy on the outside, a lot of things that were going misdirection, catching the pass out of the backfield, opening, and because that's another area that I look to and I go, okay, you know what? People will criticize him because it's Aaron Rodgers, but he did what they wanted him to do. They said, hey, look, go away in the offseason, get better at catching the pass, and damned if he didn't. He not only did it, he excelled at it. So a lot of things that we can knock him for, we can also praise him very much for. But, you know, if you're looking at it through the green and gold glasses, I completely understand where it is you're coming from. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, the Bucs general manager, they are now heading to the bubble. To the bubble. They're going to live in the bubble. Bucs general manager, GM John Horst. You're going to hear from him. That is all coming up next. Stay tuned. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don't forget, they do everything for you. Summer is finally here. They can measure. They can manufacture. They can assemble. They can install. And they can do it for a great price because right now, 48 months, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment. Or maybe it's just a door. Or maybe it's a door, an entry door system or a patio door system. How about $1,000 off of that? Pick either or. Fix whatever you need to get fixed or just replace whatever you need to replace. 9 Pella lines to choose from and some great prices. The offers go through July 31st. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com today. See what I'm talking about. GM John Horst to the Bucks next to the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
How far we've come, well, how far they're going to go, and the Bucks have come a long way with the best record in the NBA. Now how far are they going to go once they reach the bubble down in Orlando, and how will things be in Orlando? This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends over there at Quick Trip. At Quick Trip, they have today only those Angus cheeseburgers and the spicy chicken sandwich, only $2.19 a piece. And by the way, the Quickery Bake Shop, the cookies, assorted varieties, $2.99 a 12-pack. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin steaks are 3 for $5. But they have those new pizzas, too, that they've been serving up. And those are really, really good. Don't forget to use your Quick Rewards card when you're walking through the door. Tell them we sent you. Good, good stuff from our friends over there at Quick Trip. So the Bucks general manager, John Horst, as they head to the bubble, had a chance to talk and said, hey, look, they're just trying to do the best they can to replicate the facilities here in Milwaukee down in Orlando just to try to feel a little more at home.
I don't know if there's, 21 other teams are doing this or not, but some of the detail that we've put into it, and I'm happy to share it now because I don't know if anyone else can replicate it if they don't have it. But, we have photos everywhere. Many of you have been in our facility. We have really intentional, specific photos of our guys and different actions and different things. We have different sayings, different niceties that they're used to, all the things that matter to our players in an operation, we've tried to replicate and take with us and put there. So the photos and things that are here and the things that they're used to seeing and being around that are in the SSC are going to be in our weight room and in our hotel spaces at Disney at the Grand Destino. So just that's one example. But, yeah, a lot of those things that we have here that really creates the environment we've tried to take with us and do the best we could there.
And in addition to that, it's important right now because you've got a lot of different front office personnel and such that will be held back. But Horst says it's important for him to be down there in Orlando with the team.
I typically travel with our team full time. Even when I scout, and I scout a lot, I scout on off days from the road. So I get into a market with the team and I go out from that location and I go do my scouting. And so there's some essential things that we do. A lot of meetings that Coach Bud and Troy and I have, a lot of decisions that have to be made, different interactions with players, having someone on the ground to really operate and execute. The league's plan and the league's vision was something that we thought was important early on. And so early on, really decided that I was probably going to go, hadn't made that final decision yet. And then at some point, the league actually made it mandatory. So what I was kind of, the short answer is at some point it became mandatory that a senior basketball executive went. And then that made it a much easier decision at that point as well.
John Horace is saying the season, look, it was interrupted. You did have a long period of downtime because of COVID. He says the season still matters, and it matters a lot, even though this feels like you're kind of starting the season over.
You know, is what's been done so far minimized by the kind of the environment that you're going to now be competing and playing in? I don't think so. I think it's an incredible wild card, right? Like, so no one really knows. It's an incredible wild card, like what's happened there. But at the end of the day, like, we're still a top five offense. We're still a top five defense. We still have the best player in the league. I think we have the best coach in the league. Those things don't change just because we're playing on neutral courts. Those things still exist. How they manifest into ultimate success, to be determined, right? There is this massive wild card there, but I think those things still matter.
One of the bigger concerns right now when you're talking about the postseason, who has not shown up in the postseason? Well, we know Chris Middleton had a solid postseason last year. We know Giannis is going to be Giannis. They've got a different look team, different depth team, but there's a lot of eyes on Eric Bledsoe. Eric Bledsoe has been a guy that has played well in the regular season, and in certain series, not certain games, but certain series, he'll show up, and then all of a sudden he's tended to struggle. He said, look, he really still believes in what Eric Bledsoe can do.
Eric's just like every one of our other guys. He's focused on day by day. You know, it's been our mantra going into the season is to get better every single day. It's incredible. I hopefully it presents itself on the on-court product when you all get to see it on the floor product. But I've never seen a group go through something so tough and be so focused on a day-by-day basis. These guys are so in tune. They're so locked in, doing everything they can to get their bodies right, to get their games right, with the limitations that you have to only be able to do one-on-one stuff or to only, you know, for a long time train out of your house and just different things like that. Eric's in incredible shape. He's in a great spot physically and mentally, and he's a great player. So you could talk about highs and lows, whatever. Everyone has highs and lows, right? Eric Bledsoe is a really good player. He borderline all-star last year, borderline all-star this year. I think he was an all-star this year. He all NBA defense first team. That means he's his top five defender in the entire league. This is a guy who leads almost all categories, defensive categories for guards in the league. I mean, he's an incredible player, and he's an incredibly important piece of what we're going to do. And that's what we kind of hold our hat on. And I really don't have any fear about that. I think Eric's going to bring it every single day. His teammates love him, and he's going to compete and compete at a high level.
That goes back to the camaraderie side of things. We discuss that so often about how this team feels about one another, how their cohesiveness is. A lot of faith there in Eric Bledsoe. I don't know where he was doing the interview from. It sounded like he was firing up the Maserati in the backyard or something like that and taking off from maybe a stoplight. But nevertheless, John Horst during the Q&A here says that, look, one of the biggest questions he always gets asked is about Giannis and whether or not Giannis is coming back and who is going to talk to Giannis and whether or not they're going to woo him out of here. And he said, look, I got zero concerns.
Do you have any concerns about other teams trying to tamper with Giannis or any of your players while you guys are in the bubble?
Zero, Eric. We can only control what we can control. If it's considered tampering or recruiting or whatever it is, our league, people talk, people are connected, people have relationships. At the end of the day, I have full confidence in my personal relationship, our league's relationship, our coach's relationship, his teammates' relationship with Giannis and what we're doing and what we're about. And I think that's separated us, and we're going to continue to be above that and not worry about that. We can only worry about what we control. To be the best that we can, to have the best organization of support and success as possible. And that's really where our energy and our focus is. And also, just as a funny kind of side note, I think that would technically violate the social distancing rules. And I think everyone's getting tracked for that. So I think we'll be okay that way as well.
Well, there you have it when it comes to social distancing and such. So I don't want that to happen. But look, I've said all along, why don't you reverse it? Why don't you say if there's going to be any contact, it's Giannis saying, hey, I'm going to sign here. What do you think about coming to play for the Milwaukee Bucks? Not that I want to see Giannis start recruiting, but why do people always think that you got to get out of Milwaukee if you're going to go have success somewhere? Why isn't the question, hey, Giannis, have you ever thought about recruiting some of these top-notch players that could possibly become free agents and bringing them to play with you in Milwaukee and winning numerous championships and creating the dynasty here? That's what I would love to hear. This portion of the program, speaking of dynasties, there is one in Oconomowoc. That is Wisconsin Harley Davidson. They have been voted number one now for the last couple of years by the motor company. Not by me, but by the motor company. And that's exactly what they are. They had a really good crowd last night for a bike night. And you had Cherry Pie rocking the stage. They got bikes and brews coming up, or bikes and barbecue coming up this weekend out at Wisconsin Harley Davidson. It's going to be a great time. Live music from Silver, Just Smoking Barbecue, and G-Force events are going to be served up out there. And it's going to be a great time. But if you're looking for a new bike right now, I know my buddy Craig is out there listening, the GM. So he's out there right now with his pen in hand, and he's trying to figure out the best deals on some of these used bikes. And he's giving you a little bit extra for your bike, for your trade-in. They want some trade-ins, but they have a huge selection of new bikes. And whether they're glossies or flats, or whether they are blacked out or chrome, CVOs, Sportsters, big full ultra, dresser, classics, whatever it happens to be, they got it. And not to mention the motor clothes department under Jody is fantastic. Say hi to Robert, the owner out there. He's always walking around doing something out there too. But they got a good service department. The parts department is second to none. So stop out and say hi to Craig and the whole gang out at Wisconsin Harley Davidson and tell them we said hi. And don't forget, coming up this weekend, they got a big bike event. They've got bikes and barbecues with live music from Silver and Just Smoking Barbecue from G-Force Events that are going to be serving up all the food all Saturday long. So stop out and tell them we said hi. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. But when we come back, the Nets made a couple of signings, including the former Buck, Michael Beasley. But you tell me, with the teams that have had players that have tested positive, they're not going to the bubble, you tell me how likely it is that the Bucks not only come out of the East, but that the Bucks win it all. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Welcome back to Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we are glad you are with us. Appreciate it as always. Hey, our friends over at the Biofuels Association reminding you that unleaded 88, E85, you're driving around out there, you're looking down those long lines of cornfields and corn rows and all that kind of stuff, and you're like, well, what? And a lot of that could be grown for fuel. That's right, fuel. If you're driving around out there, a good portion of the corn grown right in Wisconsin, the upper Midwest, specifically grown for ethanol as a motor fuel. And there's a lot of myths out there about fuel being made out of corn, and it takes more energy to make it than it is that you're actually getting back and such. But you know what? It's good for the economy, and it's a myth when it comes to all of that. So if you want to really dispel the myth, get the facts, abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers, they are still hurting. We need to continue to shop local best we can, and this would do it as well. You can probably, if your car is newer than 18 years of age, put unleaded 88 in it, and if you've got the green flex fuel badging or what have you on the back of your car or on your gas cap, you can run E85. They are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufacturing workers right here in the state of Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. And by the way, you're doing something great for the economy and for the environment as well. It's an easy decision. Easy. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org and see for yourself. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to go ahead and do so. Just kind of asking a little bit more about the Bucks. Are the Bucks? Do you feel the Bucks easily, with everything that's going on, are the Bucks going to win the East? Barring mass COVID tests that turn out to be positive in a negative way for the Milwaukee Bucks. And then the next question is, how much better or how much more likely do you feel the Bucks are to win the championship than any other team in the NBA? This is your dare to dream moment. Again, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Really want to get your thoughts. Do you think that the Bucks are on the cusp? But this is it. When we come out of the bubble, and I shouldn't say we because I'm not in the bubble, but you know what I mean. When we come out of the bubble, do you think the Bucks are champions? When we come out of the bubble, do you think the Bucks are champions? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This is from Cal. Cal writes in Wendy's email inbox, yes, they're the best team in the East. They may get knocked out by somebody in the West, but this team will definitely end up in the finals. Remy writes, hey, guys, love the program. Yes, the Bucks are the best team in the East. Yes, they're going to win a championship. I just hope we can all celebrate together down at the Fiserv Forum. Michael says, I will have my mask in hand, then put it over my face and cheer loudly at the Deer District if the Bucks indeed win the championship. Anna says, I believe in Giannis. I believe that he should be recruiting for this team and this franchise, bringing other superstars to Milwaukee. Why not Milwaukee, damn it? I keep telling my husband that. That is from Anna. Anna, you're the woman. There you go. I get it. I've said that before. We talk so much about will Giannis end up someplace else and will they recruit him? Why not have Giannis recruit people here? He doesn't want to work out with people in the offseason. He's very competitive. He wants to, you know, kind of keep that competitive edge. Completely understandable and appreciated. But why not? Why not have him recruit people here? I wouldn't mind that at all. You know, and I completely agree with your sentiment. What's wrong with Milwaukee? Not a damn thing. You know, New York is the Big Apple, and it's the big city. It's the hustle and bustle, and also one of the peaks for coronavirus. But it's a good city. But if you're just talking strictly climate, no different. We have that, you know, that lake effect, but we don't get lake effect snow very often. You get a few flurries downtown, but very often it's the winds are from west to east, not east to west. So same cold weather, same time of year. The only difference is, do you want to spend that year with, you know, 8 million people or, you know, a million people? Do you want to be adored as a big fish in a small pond, or do you want to be adored as just another dude walking down the street? I think why not? Giannis can recruit here. 855-830-8648. Craig writes in Wendy's ML inbox. I think the Bucks are good. I think Boston's going to give them a run for their money. Don't count out Philadelphia. This break may play into their favor. But I don't think the Lakers can handle them in a seven-game series with or without LeBron. And I think Kawhi is the only guy that really kind of has our number. But I think the Bucks are going to win it all. Dare to dream. Hashtag dare to dream. So I said, dare to dream. You tell me. You tell me. Timothy says, I don't think there's a dark horse in this. I think the Bucks are going to be the favorite. It's just going to be a really good matchup between them and either the Clippers or the Lakers. Go Bucks. Ray says, would we really hold a championship inside the Deer District, or could we take it to Miller Park where we could socially distance one another and have 10,000 to 15,000 people down there? That's not a bad idea. You know what I mean? That's not a bad idea. Look, if the Bucks should win it, yes, people are going to want to go piling into the streets, high-fiving one another, not socially distancing. Maybe you're trying to kiss the neighbor with a mask on or something. Who knows? I don't know. But when you talk about a celebration, if the trophy actually comes home, then, yeah, I'd put people at Miller Park. Warm it up, close the roof. Hell, yeah. Now, not that you're going to have to necessarily do that, because it should be warm outside when this whole thing culminates, right? It should be warmer. Usually NBA celebrations are held in warm weather or warmer weather, July-ish weather, anyway, by the time it's all said and done. But, yeah, I could see that. Put it in Miller Park. Sell tickets, limit it. Because, you know, bottom line is let's say they put it down at the lakefront. Right? Say you put it down at the lakefront. And you put it on a stage down there at the Memorial Park down there by McKinley. All right? Where you can fit 100,000 people. That's how many you're going to get. There's no social distancing there. You're going to put a stage up. You're going to bring the players down. And that place is going to go ape. It's going to go crazy. So you're going to have 100,000 people down there. I think you'd probably have to, you know, say put it at Miller Park and do the social distancing thing if you're going to win a championship and have a celebration. And then televise it, obviously. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Your thoughts. Few more. What else do we have here for you? This is from Aaron. Aaron writes to Wendy's email inbox. I believe that the Bucks are going to win it all, and it's going to be a tough fight. This is going to solidify Giannis here as a Milwaukee Buck for a long time to come. I hope that this team continues on the path to success. They're able to keep a lot of these players together. Coach Budenholzer, I think, has done a great job of limiting the personality clashes. They have kept all these guys on the same page. It's been a fun team to watch. I love embracing this team, and it's a gem hidden right here in the state of Wisconsin that the rest of the world is just now finding out about. Great email, Aaron. That's an uplifter on a day in which we've been talking about so many things that are down with COVID virus tests being positive and bringing us down, and the Ivy League not playing football, and Ohio State shutting it down, and you got more positive tests over on the Wisconsin campus, and you're trying to keep everybody safe. That's a good thought. That's a good thought. It's the Dare to Dream segment of the program, if you will. Hey, speaking of the program, coming up after the top of the hour, Lee Diffie. Lee Diffie. Why does that sound familiar? NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster. You know why? Because coming up this weekend at Road America, you can also do social distancing. And you've got the IndyCars that just ran at the Brickyard last weekend. Just ran at the Brickyard last weekend. They are now on their way to Wisconsin. And you're going to have, you don't have like the regular parades and such that you normally would have when it comes to the semis pulling in, but you're going to have racing, and they're going to go roaring through that four-mile road course up there at Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. I love that place. IndyCar racing at its finest. Lee Diffie's going to talk about it. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends out at Tobacco Outlet Plus. Don't forget, August 3rd, go get your tickets out at Ironwood Golf Course near Milwaukee. We're going to be out there for another cigar dinner. August 3rd, it's got golf, dinner, cocktails, all that kind of good stuff. Tickets are on sale at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com, and over there at Ironwood Golf Course. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.